Nancy Wilson.
Everybody's greatest love, including mine. Actually, guess who I saw today was her signature song. It's an off-Broadway show, and from what I understand, she's working as a secretary. John Levy, who was the iconic black manager for everybody, told me. And Cannonball Adderley had kept telling him, you better go see this chick, this lady from Chillicothe. When he heard her sing Guess Who I Saw, he signed her. And he kept her, except for a short period when she went crazy on him. Well, she didn't go crazy. Her ex-husband did. But John had her for like 45 years or so as an artist.
You traveled with her.
I traveled with Nancy several years, 3-4 years. I still maintain a very lovable relationship with her. She's wonderful. She's 78 years old, and she's very regal. She's very elegant, and she's always been that way. Even when I see her embrace, man, it's like, yeah, I could stay here forever.
I saw her in Minneapolis many years ago.
Yeah.
She talked.
It's a conversation with Nancy. It's never a performance. It's a conversation with normally men and women. And I used to get on her because Nancy would do maybe 8 songs, high-powered songs, and then she would come back and introduce the band, which might take 15 minutes. And always, with me, she would say, my drummer, put the spotlight on my drummer. Look at those eyes. And he can play, too. See, when you do that, the innuendo is built in. She's a beautiful lady.
About Buddy Rich, he helped an old black man by the name of Papa Joe Jones.
Papa Joe Jones was a master of the brushes, played with Count Basie Band for many years. He's a master of the brushes. He took care of Papa Joe Jones. See, people give Buddy Rich a bad name. The first thing I said about him, he's short and arrogant.
Yeah.
But there was another side of him. He respected musicians. He respected musicians that didn't work for him, you know, because he got a bunch of little college boys who wanted to, oh, I played with Buddy Rich's band on their resume, so he didn't pay him a lot of money. But yeah, he took care of Papa Joe Jones until he died.